ear to tuned in to Splat and Chat by your girl Shanti Arnice. Welcome back to my podcast, and you are now listening to Season 1, Episode 7. Yo! Welcome back to my podcast, and you are now listening to Episode 7. I am so excited to know that we have made it all the way to our 7th episode with Splat and Chat by Shanti Arnice. This means so much to me, and we have, what, 3 more episodes left until Season 1 is over. Sad, I mean, it's bittersweet, but I am just so amazed that we've came this far. When I started off with this podcast, I had no idea that it would be something that I would just like enjoy to continue. I mean, like, I knew it was something that I wanted to do, but I didn't expect to have this much fun with it. And that's a great feeling for me, because I love doing things that I enjoy doing, like outside of work. All I ever do is paint. I love painting. Painting is my peace. And being that I collaborated this podcast with my painting business, you know, that kind of just spiced things up too. So it's a great feeling to know that I'm enjoying what I'm doing with this podcast. So again, like I always say, I like to start off my episodes with thanking you all for taking the time out to listen to me. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sharing. You know, the little support, it does, it's not even little to me. It's so big. You know what I'm saying? Like a simple share, a simple just giving me your ideas for topics or asking me questions to answer at the end of my podcast. All of that means so much to me to know that you guys are interacting with me with this podcast. So thank you 1 million times. I can't thank you all enough. Today, I'm kind of winging it here. I really didn't have a topic for today because I've just been so busy and I didn't even have time to sit and think and prep for this. I even sat and tried to like prep for what I want to talk to you guys about, and I was just like, nah, I'm just gonna wing it today. I'm just gonna let it do what it do, whatever roll off my mind, that's what it's gonna be. So we just gonna go ahead and just get into it. Today I want to talk to you guys about something that I call Let's Be Clear. Let's Be Clear to me is just like just being with clear on your intentions. Like a lot of people do not have clear intentions when it comes to situation. And it's just like, God didn't give us these superpowers to read minds. You know what I'm saying? So look, you either gotta... You gotta talk to me. You gotta be clear. Let me know what you're like. Let me know what you're feeling. Let me know what you're thinking. Like, I can't read your mind for you. So you cannot expect me to know certain things if you don't open your mouth. And I just feel like a lot of us, I mean, we're not kids, we're grown. We have sense enough to know shit needs to be discussed. And a lot of people, they sugarcoat a lot of shit, and it's just like, why sugarcoat on how you feel? For those of you who don't know what the term sugarcoating means, it basically means that you're saying some shit without saying it, and it's just like, let that shit out. Like, we don't have time for that. Like, just tell me. Like, oh, that shit, I'm getting mad thinking about this. We'll be like, oh, I just want to wring your neck. Like, just tell me what you're trying to say. Like, get it out. Because, I mean, like, people need to understand. It is okay to open up. I'm saying it's okay to open up, but I struggle with that sometimes. But I've gotten better because now I'm to the point where it's just like, look, Shanti, if you don't say nothing, like especially if I'm dealing with a dude, I'd be like, look, girl, if you don't say nothing, how he gonna know? And I'd be, because I'm the type that's like, I ain't gonna tell him how I'm feeling, because I feel like it ain't gonna get nowhere. And then when it don't get nowhere, I'm over here like beating myself up like, he don't fucking get it. Of course he don't get it, because I ain't tell him what it was. Like, he doesn't know how I feel, so how can he get anything if I'm not saying anything? So that I can kind of, you know, say I deal with that shit too. But I had to learn it's okay to open up with certain, you know, when it comes down to it, just let it out. Like, you will feel so much better. Like, even if it doesn't work out in your favor in the end, you'll feel 10 times better that you were clear on your intentions with that person. They can't get mad. I mean they can feel how they want to feel, but it's just like, all they got to do is respect the fact that you were open with them, you were clear with what you were feeling and what you had to say, and that's that. It's either they take it or run with it, or, you know, you guys come to a conclusion on whatever the situation is. And especially with relationships, like, you can tell somebody, again, you can tell them what you want, and it's just like, some people do it without telling them, and it's just like, bro, like, I don't know what you want from me. And that shit is real. Excuse me. And then you have those people out there that just be like, they try to sugarcoat if they want to just fuck. Like, if you want to have sex with that person, just say you want to have sex with that person. Like, be real. Be clear with your intentions on what you want from that person, because you may never know. Shit, I might just want to just fuck you too. I might just want to have sex with you too. And that just be that. But things will be so much easier if we just kept it real from the jump. Because if you don't keep it real with that person, that's when other things come into play. Like, one person may be feeling one thing from you, and then you're probably feeling another thing for them, and it's just like, when they do express that, it's just like, damn, like, I ain't mean for that person to feel that way, or it wasn't my intentions for this and that to happen. And it's just like, bro, now it's on you, because all you had to do was just keep it G. So I feel like a lot of people should be more open on a lot of shit. It'll make things 10 times easier, and it'll take you a long way with whatever you're dealing with. Honesty is the key. And if you feel like you struggle with being open, because every time you're open with somebody, that shit gets shut down, or every time you're open with them, they, you know, they take that for granted and use it against you. And I understand that 100%, because that has happened to me before. There are times that I've, you know, bottled so much shit up, you know, in my head, and I was just, you know, I'll keep it to myself sometimes. Sometimes I'll go to my sister, my friends, and I'm just like, this shit is just blowing me and stressing me out, because I keep thinking about it, but I don't know how to, like, I'm afraid to let this person know how I feel. And it's just like, the moment you do, it's like, boom, you get shitted on, because they just take everything you say and just use it against you, because now, you know, you were vulnerable. You showed them vulnerability, and now they, you know, they use that shit against you. Like I said, like, they really take advantage of your vulnerability, and they abuse the fuck out of it. And it's just like, bro, like, why you gotta even do that? Like, why you gotta do me like that? Like, I thought we were grown here. I thought we could have a mature conversation, and you could just understand where I'm coming from, even if you don't feel the way that I feel. Like, understand that I'm expressing some shit to you, some shit that I ain't even want to come to you about, but I'm being open. I'm showing you that my intentions are pure. I'm showing you that I'm being clear on what it is, what I want, and what it is that I don't want. So it's just like, don't take advantage of that. Like, you know, we got to come to some kind of conclusion, and I expect the same in return. And it's just like, don't come to me leading me on. Don't come to me. And then when you lead me on, and then it's just like, I'm there, and all of a sudden it's just like, oh, that's not what you want. Man, look, I feel like this clear intention shit is self-explanatory. If it's something that you feel, get that shit out. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't hide it. Don't, you know, don't let that hinder you from anything, because I just feel like it's best to know. Nobody wants to just go with not knowing. Like, I don't think that's not a really good feeling. I hate that feeling. I hate the feeling of not knowing a fuck thing, because it's just like, bro, that shit is confusing. And then you're going to be sitting there wondering the whole time when you can easily just let that shit out. It'll definitely benefit you all, because it'll let you, if you having clear intentions with somebody, it'll let you know if this is somebody that you still want to deal with, or if somebody that you could just let go because you were clear with them and it didn't work out. Like, it just didn't happen. And that's okay too, because now you know how to handle the situation differently, because you guys are both open. And I feel like a lot of people should understand the maturity of that. A lot of people should understand that it is okay to talk. It is okay to be vulnerable sometimes. Not all the time, because like I said, bitches take advantage. But sometimes you just can't. You ain't gotta worry about that shit. Just let it out. Don't worry about, you know, you letting that side out so much and you don't know what's gonna be the outcome. Because just think of it in a way of, it's a way to just kind of help you, in a sense. It gives you that clarity. It gives you that feeling to just be relaxed and open. So for those of you that's out there and you got somebody that you want to express some shit to, go ahead and get your clarity, child. Go ahead and go to that nigga, you go to that female, whatever, and let them know what your intentions are with them. Don't nobody got time to be sitting here wasting time because a bitch just don't fucking know. Like, who got time for that shit when it could just be said, when you could just let me know what's up? Because right now, I can bust somebody's head right now because they don't want to let me know what's up, and I done asked for clarity so many times, and you're just like, bro, I'm asking you. You're saying you don't want this and that. You don't want me to do this and that, but you're not telling me why. And it's like, nigga, I need to know, because based off your answer, that's going to let me know what the fuck I need to do, if I need to leave, stay, or what. Because, bitch, like I said, we ain't got time to waste. And eventually, I was just like, fuck this shit. I'm finna do what I want to do, because I don't have time for that. I don't have time to be waiting for you to let me know what it is, because you don't want to be open, because you're afraid to, somebody did some shit to you, so now I gotta suffer for it, from it. And it's just like, no, that's not fair to me. You can't be open with me because you're afraid to show that vulnerability. And it's just like, I've grown to not be afraid of that shit. I'm grown. Like, if it's something that I feel deep down inside, I'm gonna let you know. I'm too grown. I'm too old to be hiding feelings and not letting that shit out. That shit is not healthy. It's not good for you. So it's just like, if that's what you want to do, if you still dealing with that shit, clearly I don't even need to be dealing with you, because you're not even on the maturity level to understand that sometimes it's okay to be open. Like, we ain't like everybody else. Everybody is different. So you can't sit here and be like that because you're afraid of some shit that done happened to you that didn't even happen to you from me. You know what I'm saying? I hope that made sense. I tried to make it make sense as possible, but I really don't know how that sounded. But y'all catch the drift. Like, if y'all, seriously, honestly, like, be open. Don't be so afraid to be open. We need clarity. We need to know the intentions of somebody that we are bringing into our life. You need to, and sometimes they don't even have to be open. Sometimes, like I said in my episode, the vibes, you can feel the vibes from somebody and already know what their intentions are from the jump. You can, and it's just like, bro, you just gotta call them out on that shit. The moment you notice, you peep them vibes, you peep that energy within that person, and believe me, you're gonna catch it. And I'm a person that feeds off energy, so I definitely feel that shit. It's like I already know without you even telling me what your intentions are, and I'll call you out on it. And it's just like, look, if this is what you're trying to do, like, just be real. Like, I feel like I'm one of the, like, I'm the coolest female I know. And it's just like, I'm cool on a lot of shit. Just be real with me. I'm not gonna trip. The only way I'm gonna trip, like I said, if I feel like your intention's not pure and you ain't being, like, you not being clear with me and shit just been prolonging, I'm gonna trip off rip. Like, regardless, I'm gonna trip. But however, if you just, if I peep and I come to you and you keep it G, I have no choice but to respect that, because it's just like I asked and you know, you gave me my answer. So as far as like on that whole tip, some people definitely do know ahead of time where someone is headed with what they want from them. And at that moment, just ask, because it's just like, look, bro, like if this is what you want, then let me know, because that's going to let me know. Like I said, it's going to let me know how I'm going to know how to deal with you then. I'm going to know if I'm going to be fucking with you for real, if I'm going to just be, you know, doing my thing, like how you doing your thing. Like, it can save a lot. It can help a lot. It can just stop a lot of conflict between you and this person, because y'all both, you know, set those boundaries. Y'all both kind of just let it out and let each other know what it is and what it's not. So it's just like, please, please, please take the initiative to get that clear intentions, and let's just all be fucking clear, okay? I'm not going to really spend too much time on this episode, because like I said, this was one that wasn't prepared for. I just kind of wanted to get that off my chest. A friend of mine, she actually brought this up to me today about clear intentions, and you know, it kind of stuck with me, and I was just like, oh, I'm going to talk about that on my podcast, because that was a really good, you know, that was really good. And a lot of people don't understand that shit. A lot of people don't understand that it is okay to be open. So if you're listening, Liz, this one's for you. This episode's for you, girl. So I ain't going to spend too much time on it. I just kind of wanted to touch base on the whole lesbian clear type shit, because a lot of people out there be wanting to know certain things from people, and sometimes you just gotta just put your pride aside and just act some shit and get it out and be prepared for the consequences. Be prepared for what that person's gonna say. You never know if it's gonna be something that you like or not, but just be prepared from it, and just put your big girl panties on, put your big boy hat on, and just, you know, stay strong. And if it ain't what you want in the end, just keep that shit pushing. Like, whatever it is, especially if it's within a relationship, that's not your loss, it's theirs, because you know the type of person you are. You know that your intentions were pure with that person, and they decided to fuck that up. That has nothing to do with you. It's kind of like I said, that's just like their L. Like, they gonna take that L and you get the W in the end. Like, bitch, you lost because my intentions was pure from the jump. I kept it real from day one, and it's just like, that alone is just like 10 times better than you being stupid as hell and being a whole fucking, like, on some goofy shit because you weren't pure in your intentions. Like, don't feel like you finessed me or got one up on me, when really, you know, I was real from the jump. You know what I'm saying? My shit was pure from the jump. So it's just like, fuck you. I'm going to keep it pushing. Thank you for that clarity, because it was needed. However, I will not let it hinder me because you weren't pure. So, or, you know, you weren't clear on your shit. So, hopefully that was something that can help a lot of you out there who is looking for that clarity from someone. Like I said, that can go for anything. Relationship, friendship, jobs. If you're just confused on anything, be clear. Let's be clear. Be clear with a lot of shit. No sugarcoating. Like, what the hell is a sugar? What the hell are you gonna get out of anything by just coating some shit? Like, no, stop fucking capping and be real. So that's all I have to say. I didn't really get any questions from any of my listeners today. I know at the end of every episode I have some questions that some of my listeners ask me and I answer them. I didn't really advertise that today because, like I said, I was so confused. Not confused, but what the hell am I talking about? I was so... I wasn't in the right mindset to prepare for tonight's episode, but I just went ahead and did it anyways because if I skip a day from my podcast, it messes up my whole entire schedule, and now it looks like I'm just posting episodes back to back, back to back, back to back, which is kind of what it looks like now because I just posted one on Sunday, but y'all already know that my struggle with these dates. So I just feel like I had to go ahead and at least put something out for you today. So that was that. I didn't get to have anybody ask me anything because I wasn't prepared, and this was kind of like a wild card episode. So I hope you guys were able to enjoy. Let me know what you think. I hope y'all go out there and get that clarity from whoever. Ladies, if you're dealing with a nigga right now and he ain't being clear on what he want from you, get that clarity. Let that nigga know. Like, let's be fucking clear. Okay, nigga? What is gonna be and what is not gonna be? Don't say it like that, but y'all catch my drift. So that's that. Make sure that y'all go and subscribe. I'm on all platforms. Like I said, about 7 of them. You can search me by Splat and Chat by Shanti Arnice. I'll pop up. Please leave a rating and some comments below on what do you guys think about my podcast. And also, please search me on social media if you ever want to be updated on what's going on next. My Instagram is golden24, 4 underscores, colormebliss, 1 underscore, and Snapchat Shanti211, Twitter golden24, 4 underscores. So please stay up to date with me because I have upcoming things that I want you guys to be a part of. I want to share it with you. I want you guys to see what's going on. I love feedback from everyone, whether it's good, bad, whatever. Like, I just love interacting with you all. So please follow me on social media and make sure you guys subscribe to the platforms that I'm on with my podcast. So that's that. I'll see you guys on the next episode, which will be episode 8. That's episode 8 in season 1, guys. After that, we only have 2 more. And this season will be over. Oh, so sad. But anyway, just stay tuned. Keep listening. Keep sharing. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. 1 million times again. And we are out. Bye.